With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is putting Islamic State terrorists on notice. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has announced what he's calling a very serious retaliation campaign against ISIS strongholds in Syria. Writing on his social media platform, he warned terrorists who attack Americans that you will be hit harder than you have ever been hit before. His comments came as the Pentagon launched dozens of military strikes against the Islamic State following last weekend's ambush killings of three Americans in Syria. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans cite health care concerns atop a new AP-NORC poll.
About 4 in 10 said health care or health-related issues, which is up from 33% last year. And Americans are still focused on immigration. 44% mentioned that as an issue for government to focus on, which is roughly in line with last year. The issue that keeps coming up, just cost of living and inflation. About one-third of U.S. adults mentioned that as something for government to prioritize in 2026.
Correspondent Lindsay Sanders. Thousands of mourners have gathered at Sydney's Bondi Beach today to mark a week since two gunmen targeted a Jewish festival, killing 15 people. The attack has spurred Australian governments to act against anti-Semitism and tighten gun controls. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and other dignitaries attended the commemoration, which drew about 100,000 people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has criticized Albanese, linking calls for a Palestinian state to rising anti-Semitism in the country. Authorities say 9 people have died, 10 others have been injured after a shooting in a South African pub. The incident occurred early today in Burkestal, west of Johannesburg. 12 suspects are being sought. This is SRN News. Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered an ancient fresco of Jesus from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in an underground tomb near Iznik, a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in 325 AD. At the time, the region was part of the Roman Empire, and the tomb is believed to date to the 3rd century, a time when Christians still faced widespread persecution. The fresco shows a youthful Roman-looking Jesus carrying a goat. Turkey has a long Christian history. The European Parliament has held a session during which it discussed growing anti-Christian violence and bigotry in South Asia, especially in India. Tamina Arora of Alliance Defending Freedom International testified at the meeting, saying, quote, "Christians in India are punished not for wrongdoing, but for simply gathering, praying, or helping their neighbors. Even the Supreme Court of India recently noticed how anti-conversion laws are misused to wrongly prosecute Christians." This is SRN News. Long-awaited federal recognition has come to a native tribe in North Carolina.
A celebration in North Carolina as the Lumbee tribe has won federal recognition. Congress had considered the issue for more than 30 years, but the effort gained momentum after President Donald Trump endorsed the tribe on the campaign trail last year. John Oxendine says it's been a long time coming.
All my life I've felt the sorrows and hurt from not being fully recognized.
Recognition means the Lumbee tribe will have access to new streams of federal money and grants, as well as to resources such as the Indian Health Service. Recognition was attached to the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, which passed in the Senate on Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
Today is Sunday, December the 21st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday, including actress Jane Fonda. She is 88 years old. This is SRN News.